was that Joe Scott who just came in? All right. Yeah, ask her to come in when she gets a minute. Thanks, guys.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Britt Hume on Fox News Sunday was talking about Tiger Woods, and by now you probably heard what he said, and it was, of course, startling. O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly, had him on the show last night, and I'd like to play for you a couple audio clips. When Joe Scott gets in here, pro-lifer extraordinaire, we'll ask Joe her thoughts also. Let's see if we can hear this.
Fox News Sunday, you got into a subject that was pretty interesting. It's non-political. It's a social embarrassment for Tiger Woods. And you said this about Mr. Woods. Roll the tape.
He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn your faith, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
Wow, that's Britt Hume, leading news anchor, and he has been on Fox News Sunday for how many years, and a Fox anchor for many, many years. And that's not all. There's more, and I'd like you to hear a little bit more. Now, let's see here. I don't want to play this whole thing, but let me go to about here. I'm playing this right off of my co-host, Al the Sixth. Al, thanks for helping me with this. Al the Sixth, my co-host's computer here. All right, let's see if we can pick it up right here.
But he's lost otherwise. And my sense about Tiger is that he needs something that Christianity especially provides and gives and offers, and that is redemption and forgiveness. And I was really meaning to say in those comments yesterday more about Christianity than I was about anything else. I mentioned the Buddhism only because his mother is a Buddhist and he has apparently said that he is a Buddhist. I'm not sure how seriously he practices that. But I think that Jesus Christ offers Tiger Woods something that Tiger Woods badly needs.
Wow. During that clip, Joe Scott
came
in. Hi, Joe. Thanks for being here. Joe is the founder of Pro-Life Colorado.
Amen.
And Joe, when is the last time a baby was saved at the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic by the Christians who are there every day?
At Planned Parenthood, Saturday.
Saturday.
Right.
Praise God. Now, most likely with Christians at abortion clinics all over the country, a baby was probably saved today somewhere.
Right. There was one saved yesterday, but that wasn't at Planned Parenthood. It was on the phone.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Where, who, how?
Well, actually, one of the ladies that goes to our church talked to someone that she's working with, and I got to talk to her on the phone because of Christine.
Wow.
And I was able to solidify that she's not going to kill her baby.
Wow. Yeah. That is so encouraging. And I happen to know some inside information here.
You do?
About a baby. When these babies are scheduled to be killed at Planned Parenthood, and then Christians are there calling out to the mom, and there's someone who will love you with your baby. You don't have to kill your baby to be loved and to be accepted. And then some of those moms, their hearts soften and they decide to not kill their child.
Right.
You know, the pro-lifers are the only ones who love the parents. The people who say it's none of our business, we shouldn't judge, all that. And they say, we just care about the baby. That's it.
Right.
No, we care about the mother who's about to kill her own child.
That's right.
That's like somebody who's about to lynch a black man or a guard at Auschwitz who's about to kill a Jewish child. If you hate him, you won't try to stop the guard if you hate him.
Right.
If you love him, you'll try to stop him.
That's right. We love them both. Of course, we have to save the baby first, but
right.
Then we just don't leave the mom out on the
on
the ledge. In fact, Saturday afternoon, I got to leave the abortion mill.
Inside baseball here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you left the abortion clinic, the mill.
Right. And I went to the hospital because one of our moms was having a baby.
One of our moms? You mean one of the moms from Denver Bible Church?
No, not from Denver Bible Church.
What moms? How many moms?
My
do you
moms
have?
Are the moms that go and change their mind at Planned Parenthood. And I have lots of them. In fact, 62 of them this year.
Wow.
So far, we
62
have 62
of
22nd.
Your moms this year. You've been doing this for a quarter of a century.
Right.
You got a big family, Joe.
Yeah.
Could
I
you
do.
Imagine in heaven the rejoicing?
Yeah, I think in heaven for me to meet the babies that were killed and know that
wow.
I get to meet the children because I love them. And I might have been the only person that did, or the pro-lifers that were with me that day were the only people. We want to meet those
kids.
So
both ways. And the moms whose babies were saved and whose souls were saved through the gospel.
Amen.
So it's going to be an exciting time. Do you see, those of you in the audience out there in Radio Land, do you see why I like that I know Joe Scott? People say, oh, I met George Bush. I'm like, I met Joe Scott. What do you mean you met George Bush? Who cares about George Bush? I know Joe Scott and her husband, too. So, Joe, a baby was born. You were at the hospital on Sunday. I like how we say that, at the hospital, as though there's only one. You know.
I know.
I was at the hospital, and the baby was born. Which hospital?
It was St. Joseph's Hospital on Saturday.
St. Joseph's.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder how he's doing, Joseph, up in heaven, you know.
I think he's smiling. The baby was just born.
That's right. In a hospital that has his name on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how's the mom doing, the mom and the baby?
Well, it turned out it had to be a C-section, but the mom and the baby are doing great.
Oh, that's
and,
so good.
And then
to hear.
Some of the ladies at this, our church, Denver Bible Church, made blankets for me to give to the moms.
Come on. You're making this up.
No.
There's too much good news.
I know. And
Bible days are here today.
That's right. We're living in the most exciting Bible days. I got to wrap the baby in the blanket that the moms made, our mothers and
Denver Bible Church. Moms get together and they crochet and they knit and they
sew and they
whatever.
Make blankets.
And
they
do this in order just to perturb the NOW.
I think they do it because they love the babies.
Oh, okay. They also like to annoy the feminists by getting together and I don't even know what.
And doing lady stuff is, that's a bad thing
girly
to say.
Girly things.
Yeah,
and
girly
the colors,
things.
They use all these pastels and. I have some right there in the studio, some baby booties
that
were
they made.
Knitted.
Yeah.
I think they were knitted by Marty up in Boulder.
That's right.
Right? Beautiful baby booties.
That's right.
So you wrap the baby in a blanket made by the moms at Denver Bible Church. What a present. What a gift. The gift of life. Praise God.
Yes. It was a fabulous day to have a baby born and saved at the same time. It was really great.
On the same day.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. And then also, Joe, I'd like us to take a call, but then we need to talk about Britt Hume.
Oh, that was a stunning interview.
Stunning.
Stunning.
He's been a closet Christian all these years. And now, and you know, he could be fired. He could be. But what would it matter? Praise God. What matters is what God thinks, not what Roger Ailes thinks.
There are people that really look to Britt Hume as a hero in the news media, and he actually said the name Jesus Christ.
He said the name Jesus Christ, and there's another clip maybe we'll get to where he said, you know, when you use the name Jesus Christ, people get pretty angry, unlike any other name, and he said that's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that. So it was very exciting that Britt Hume said Tiger Woods should turn to Jesus Christ on Fox News Sunday. Big story. Now let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. The signature gatherers for the Personhood Amendment in Colorado met a woman, Joe, named Asha.
Oh.
And Asha is on the line. Asha, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're with Bob Enyart and Joe Scott.
Hi, Asha.
Hi.
It's so good to talk to you. Asha, could you tell us your story? I know that you met some of the people who are getting signatures to protect the unborn child in the womb, right? You met them?
Yes, I met them at Mardell yesterday.
Okay, Mardell. And by the way, we have people getting signatures at stores and events and churches all over the state of Colorado. But you met them at Mardell.
Uh-huh.
And could you tell us, where are you from?
I'm from India. I'm a citizen of India. And
When did you come here to this country?
About 10 years ago, I came to work here as a computer programmer.
Asha, welcome to America.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
And so you had a discussion about your home country of India.
Yes.
Could you tell us on the air so the audience and Joe Scott can hear? Because I haven't heard it yet myself.
Okay. Well, we were going back to India because we are independent missionaries, and we went back to India to check the land out and establish our base. And I realized I was pregnant when I was in India. And I wasn't expecting a baby. So I walked into the hospital to get my blood test done and my test to find out if I was pregnant.
And they said, oh, and yeah, by the way.
Yeah, are you pregnant?
Ah.
So here I am, totally clueless that this is what God has for me. I mean, here I'm in India trying to fix a mission field. And I had a shocked look. And I kind of, you know, was surprised. And
yeah, it turns out your mission field would be your own child.
Yeah, at this point, at least.
Yes.
And so I happened to look at this lady while she's giving me this news with a shocked look on my face. And this lady is a Hindu. She's an Indian. And she said, oh, now, don't you want the baby? Do you want me to abort the baby?
Oh,
she offered to abort the baby
and
in India?
And we're talking a very prestigious, very highly qualified doctors and nurses in this very high prestigious hospital in India that had offered this right on the spot.
Right on the spot. You just have a blood test.
Yeah.
They say you're pregnant.
Yeah.
They see that you're shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, would you like me, the woman, the doctor said, would you like me to abort the baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember the exact words she said?
Well, because of that shocked look, she said, oh, you don't want a baby. Would you like to come inside? And I said, why? You know, kind of going, what is inside? And then she said, well, we can get this done and fixed.
Oh, my.
And I mean.
And she said, you don't want a baby.
Yeah, kind of, you know, reading up.
Hey,
reading
what language?
My expression.
Asha, how do you pronounce your name?
Asha.
Asha.
Mm-hmm.
What language were you speaking?
Well, the language that I was born up with is a language called Malayalam, but this particular language that I was speaking with her is Tamil.
Oh, Tamil?
Yeah. Yeah.
And could you repeat in Tamil what she said to you?
Okay. I have to switch my brain from being English to Tamil.
I understand.
Okay. Ninga ulla vaanga, ungala vandu fix pandren.
Wow.
And what word did she use for the baby? What word?
No, there wasn't any word as such. Like I said, she was reading into my expression.
I see.
You know, and so she said, you don't want this. Would you like to come inside?
Oh, I see.
You know, kind
okay.
of referring the baby as a this and an it as opposed to a person.
An it, a neuter pronoun, just implied.
Yeah.
And so in India.
And I was 8 weeks pregnant, just to make sure.
You were 8 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
Joe Scott, what does the baby look like? And it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people who don't look all that great being 40 years old, Asha.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what it looks like. But at 8 weeks, what does the baby look like?
Baby has a little nose and little fingers and toes, and the baby can play with his toes.
Oh.
He looks like a little tiny version of a little baby.
Yeah.
Baby's about 2 inches long.
When does the baby start sucking his thumb?
10 weeks.
At 10 weeks of age.
Yeah.
And does Planned Parenthood kill babies who are 10 weeks of age?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
They've killed millions of those babies. And so that baby literally could be sucking his thumb and playing with his toes. When he sleeps, he dreams, we know.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom goes into Planned Parenthood. They do a suction aspiration abortion. And we know from the videos the baby tries to get away from the suction tube. And that tube will grab onto his arm and literally rip his arm right off his body.
And they do that every day. Asha,
yes.
I have something in common with you. That almost that exact thing happened to me in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was told I was pregnant, I began to cry. Because I wanted to have a baby so bad, and it was taking me a long time. So when I began to cry, they said, come in the back room with us.
Oh, isn't that something?
And then when I went in the back room, they offered me abortion. I said, get away from me.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
Now, by 1973, abortion had been legal in America for 7 years. They started in 1966, decriminalizing abortion for all different reasons. And by the time we got Roe v. Wade, there were 19 states that were allowing people to kill children in the womb, make money on it, the whole deal. And so, Asha, but tell me about India. The religion there is Hinduism, isn't it?
Prominently Hinduism. There is also
and so how about Hinduism?
And
growing Muslims, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As is true with many nations around the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and there's quite a problem in India with Pakistan and all, right? And
yeah.
Great difficulties.
Great difficulties. Now we have Bangladesh involved. We have two states within the country of India trying to split away from being a part of India. They
Well,
be
Kashmir is a
Kashmir
crisis.
Kashmir is way up north. There's one down south that's called Andhra Pradesh, mm-hmm. and they like to be their own country.
Yeah, and there's, of course, a tremendous influence of Sharia law and mm-hmm. Al-Qaeda, and
exactly.
it's truly a crisis that's happening in the world.
Exactly.
And Christianity, as it turns out, has always been good for national defense. Christianity.
Exactly. You use the right word. It is national defense. Any time there is a conflict between two parties that do not agree, it is the Christians that come into the picture. And then we're the ones blamed for, disruption of the social life in India.
Yeah. Well, so you're seeing this in India. Now, Hinduism, I thought Hinduism was a religion that had respect for all life.
Yes and no. And see, this is where most of the people are confused with Hinduism. Mm. They would take every god and everything to be a god. So Jesus mm-hmm. also is one god for them. They
and
would
how
worship
about,
Jesus.
Well, let me ask you this. How about a cow? Because we hear in America,
yes.
we hear about cows.
Yes.
Hindus typically are vegetarians. They don't want to kill a cow.
Well, let's put it this way. I was born in India. I'm a Christian. And I've had my beef.
You've had your
yes.
beef.
Yeah.
Where's the beef? Well, you're a Christian, but how about a practicing Hindu?
Some practicing Hindus do eat beef.
Some.
Now, the majority do not eat any cow
because
they do worship it as a god.
Because they think the cow is a god.
Yes.
And there's terrible malnutrition in India.
Yes.
Of course, technology and progress would eventually end that, even within the wicked system of Hinduism.
Right.
But with the terrible malnutrition, and cattle and animals will literally walk through farms unmolested by the farmers because they were worshiping the cow, and the animals will eat the food that should be fed to the children.
Yes, that is true. They will walk through the farm. I mean, the farmers would try to take the cow away from the farm, you know, and try
yeah.
not to make it
yeah.
eat the food, but they do consume a lot more grain and a lot more food than what could be provided from one small kid.
To the children who are suffering from malnutrition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
it's horrible.
Now, Asha, sometimes in America we get pictures that are not really true.
Yeah.
And you could correct me, but I have on my computer a picture of a woman mm-hmm. in India mm-hmm. where she's not only worshiping a cow, but she's taking the cow dung and she's like honoring the cow dung.
I think that's a little far-fetched. From my experiences
right.
in India, they don't necessarily worship the cow dung and stuff.
In this picture, the lady has it on her head.
Okay, that, yes. Now, the cow dung, every part of the cow, the tongue, the hair, the eyes, the cow dung, the cow urine,
the tongue
is all
to the
considered
dung.
To be holy.
Okay, so the tongue to the dung, it's all holy.
Yes, the tongue
so,
to the dung.
So my picture on my computer with a woman with the cow dung on her head, this is a valid picture.
It could be.
It's not Photoshopped, I know. I got it from a reliable source.
Right, it could be. I do have to say that they do honor the cow quite prominently. But since Hinduism does have many gods and everything is a god, you have trees that are worshipped.
Oh,
they have
brother.
The marriage of trees, you know.
Well,
they
Asha,
have snake.
How about a bug? Would they kill a bug?
Oh, there's one part of Hinduism that does not allow you to walk without sweeping the place in front of you, so you do not, by mistake, step on a bug.
Oh, my.
Joe Scott, we had a columnist in the Miami Herald, whatever the newspaper is down there, saying a while back that when the insects swarm at certain times of the year,
mm-hmm.
Florida, we've all been there, right? Florida's got a lot of bugs.
Lots.
She said when the insects swarm, when you drive on the highway, drive slow, and if a swarm is in front of you, pull over so you don't kill any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start, if there are any stragglers, there will be straggler bugs. Try to avoid them on the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, so you run into somebody's car while you're trying to
yeah.
avoid a...
Right, and you kill a kid while you're trying to respect a bug.
Right.
And so, Asha,
yeah.
how prevalent in India are abortions?
Well, let's put it this way. At least in America, we speak about it. There is a bunch of people that say, do not do it. It's against the word of God. Right. But in India, it isn't spoken about. It is one thing that is hidden, and it's kind of, you know, hush, hush, quiet, quiet. In fact, this lady nurse that
offered
to take me to the back room was kind of whispering it.
So there's no real pro-life movement in India, as far as you know.
Oh, I wish there was.
If the Lord tarries, as he blesses Christians in America to stop this atrocity, this genocide of killing children in their mother's womb, as he blesses us, then this truth will go around the world.
Amen.
And there will be a protection from children from being dismembered by these abortionists, these doctors.
Right.
And along with it will be a resurgent preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because this will have been a victory brought about by the body of Christ.
Amen. And that is my hope and my prayer and my mission.
So, and your mission. So
yes.
we will help to save children in India,
yes,
and children in China and children in Africa,
yes,
where liberals think there are too many little Chinese babies.
Yes.
The more you kill, the better.
Oh, yes.
So thinks the liberals.
Yeah. You know, it just bothers me. It has shivers going down my spine when they say they can control the population of the world by aborting little children.
Yes.
It angers me so much.
Asha, are you married?
Yes, I am. I have two little children.
And I heard that your husband is a registered voter in Colorado?
Yes, he is.
Would he sign the personhood petition?
Oh, he already did.
He did?
Yay, Asha.
He did. And I'm going to go myself to be registered as a voter so I can go sign the petition.
You can
too.
Sign. That is so exciting.
Yes.
And then one last thing, Asha. Could our call screener get your address? Could we mail you a few of these petitions?
Oh, definitely.
Praise God.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay, Asha, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Asha.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And let's also get her email, and we'll let Personhood Colorado know and Colorado Right to Life about Asha. Joe Scott, what an exciting story. Through the horror of Asha being offered to kill her child, comes the joy of hearing another godly woman stand up for the truth and for the innocent.
In India, it's not easy to stand in India for Christ. It's not. They're really persecuted there.
Yeah.
She's an amazing
woman. The cow
woman.
Is holy from the tongue to the dung.
That was funny.
But they will kill the baby in the womb.
You know, they say the cow is their ancestor. Is that what they believe? The cow is their ancestor?
Yeah,
or
somehow,
they could be reincarnated.
Right, the circle of life.
What do they think the baby is?
Right, the baby, and the baby's their posterity. And Ron Paul, the idiot of the week, Ron Paul said there's not a word in the Constitution that has anything to do with abortion.
Ugh.
How about not killing people without due process?
Yeah.
And equal protection under the law, and securing these blessings of life and liberty for ourselves
and
our posterity.
I know. It's just unbelievable. He is the idiot of the week. I think he should take the month.
He is the idiot of the week. Alan Key slammed him. Ben Stein slammed him. And Doug McBurney slammed
Good
him.
Good for Doug.
He's the idiot of the week. American Right to Life is going to publish his pro-life profile real soon, Joe.
I hope so.
It's going to be powerful. Joe, Britt Hume, such a well-known anchor, saying the things he said, it was startling.
Is there more to it?
If you go to kgov.com, our website, you'll be able to find the link to this at kgov.com. But yeah, I've got a clip right here about the name of Jesus. Let's hear this.
You know, you speak the name Jesus Christ, and I don't mean to make a pun here, but all hell breaks loose. And it has always been thus. It is explosive. I didn't even say the name in that way. I simply spoke of the Christian faith, but that was enough to trigger this reaction. It triggers a very powerful reaction in people who do not share the faith and who do not believe it.
Joe Scott, it was yesterday, Doug McBurney, right here in the studio, right in the chair that you're in, and we said, you know, when you mention the name of Jesus Christ, people become angry. And you could talk about Buddha. Have you ever seen anybody get angry when you talk about Buddha?
No, and I've never heard them take Buddha's name in vain.
No, and they hit the thumb with a hammer. Oh, Buddha. I don't think Buddhists do that.
No.
I don't think Jews start cussing out Moses.
Nope.
Do they? I'm looking at a Jewish believer in the studio audience. But Jesus Christ has a name above all names, because either we lift up his name and honor him as our creator, our God, and our Savior, or we curse him when we're angry. Either way, the wicked and the righteous are pointing to Jesus Christ as the central figure of all human history.
You even see that kind of visceral reaction at the abortion clinic when you bring up the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
They get furious.
And Joe, we need people to go to personhoodcolorado.com, coloradorightsalife.org, to call up. Ask Donna at the office to send you a petition. Do you know every day she mails out petitions all over Colorado to people who are requesting them, to individuals and churches?
And even if you can only get 10 signatures, get them and mail them back in. Don't worry about how many signatures
just
you're going to get.
Just get some. Don't worry about what you cannot do, just what you can do.
Right, and what you can do can win the war.
Can win the war. And Joe, one of the things people can do is watch Channel 53. It's pretty easy to watch TV. Friday and Saturday nights at midnight, Bob and Yart Live on TV. And some of these shows, we heard from one couple this weekend. They said they were laughing, falling off their couch.
Yeah, a lot of the shows are really funny. But at the same time, they're really informative. And they teach people.
Informative, educational.
Well, they also teach people the right perspective. To look at things through the scriptures in the right light.
So the phone number 303-753-9394. You can write that down, call Colorado Right to Life, ask for a petition, or you can also donate. Colorado
Money.
Right to Life, the issue committee badly needs funds. Badly. We have another month, a little more than a month, 4.5 weeks, 5 weeks till the deadline in early February. Joe, we need the signatures.
We need signatures and we need funds, because once we get the signatures, we need to get on the air.
And then could you imagine, we are back on the ballot in Planned Parenthood. Now they're saying personhood is the biggest threat to abortion rights.
That's right.
Well, we're going to be on the ballot and we're going to encourage the whole nation.
Yes, we will.